What a beautiful world we live. Welcome back to the Be Your Best Brave podcast. I'm your host, Celeste Bernard, and this is podcast number 12. The title of this podcast is Rebuilding These Walls. I hope y'all are doing good today. I hope y'all have been having a great week. Is anybody getting excited for summer? I know my kids are ready. I know I'm ready. Just excited to have some downtime, excited to have some good family time. So I hope that you all are doing well today. What I want to talk about today is the different seasons in our lives where God has to rebuild our walls. What do I mean by that? There are some things in our lives that we've built on solid foundation, and there are other things in our life that are on shaky ground. Let's say maybe we've been parenting from a place of fear, and the Lord wants to break those walls down and rebuild, helping us to parent from a place of confidence in Him. Maybe we've been depending on our own strength for far too long, and He's causing us to go through some situations that are breaking those walls down, humbling us, to get us to a place where we learn to depend on Him and depend on His wisdom and His strength to help us. When the Lord is preparing us for something or He's doing something in our lives, He'll often have to tear down some of those walls in order to rebuild so that our foundation is found in Him. One of the ways that He rebuilds us is through His word. Psalms 119:28 from the Message says, "Build me up by your word." When we first stepped down from our full-time ministry position in December of 2012 to start our nonprofit, Big Red Ministries, it was super hard. We were struggling to find our place, and we learned very quickly our areas of weaknesses. God was tearing down some walls, walls of pride, self-sufficiency, insecurities, and fears. He knew that in order for us to be effective in the things that He had called us to do, we needed some major heart renovations. And as you know, any major remodel is going to get messy before it gets pretty. When the walls are torn down, there's going to be dust and there's going to be dirt, and it looks and feels like chaos. In the book of Ezra, we read about the Israelites. See, they had come home to Jerusalem only to find it in ruins. The Israelites had to rebuild. But in Ezra 4:4-5, there was opposition. I'm going to start in Ezra 4:4. "Then the people around them set out to discourage the people of Judah and make them afraid to go on building." Verse 5. "They hired counselors to work against them and frustrate their plans during the entire reign of Cyrus, king of Persia, and down to the reign of Darius, king of Persia." As the Lord begins rebuilding some of your walls, there will be opposition. Just like in this story from Ezra, the people tried to discourage them and make them afraid, and even hired people to frustrate their plans. See, the enemy does this exact same thing to us. He tries to discourage us and make us afraid. He wants to frustrate our plans. He doesn't want us to rebuild these walls, because when God rebuilds our walls, we become stronger in Him, and we will become an even more powerful witness to the life of Jesus inside of us. In Ezra 7:28, we read that the hand of the Lord was on Ezra, and because of that, he took courage. I want to read Ezra 9:9b. "Our God has not deserted us in our bondage. He has shown us kindness in the sight of the kings of Persia. He has granted us new life to rebuild the house of our God and repair its ruins. And He has given us a wall of protection in Judah and Jerusalem." So take courage and allow Him to rebuild your walls. He has shown you kindness and granted you new life to rebuild and repair. Don't be afraid of change, or don't get discouraged. He is doing a new thing. I really believe that. He wants to tear down some of these old walls that have been holding you back from what that next thing is, that next thing that He wants to do in your life. He's promised to give you a wall of protection. It's going to get messy, and that's okay. He sees the finished building. And when he builds it, there's nothing that can stand against it. When you allow him to rebuild your walls, he makes them stronger and more secure. So how does the story of Ezra end? Did they get their walls rebuilt? The answer is found in Nehemiah 6:15 through 16. So the wall was completed on the 25th of Elul in 52 days. When all our enemies heard about this, all the surrounding nations were afraid and lost their self-confidence because they realized that this work had been done with the help of our God. Amen? All right, let's go ahead and pray. Lord, I pray that you would break down these walls, this old building that was built on shaky foundation. Lord, would you rebuild these walls and make its foundation strong in you? May we begin to rebuild our lives on your word. Whatever you need to do, Lord God, tear down the things that are not of you and put together a building that truly brings you glory. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. And now I leave you with this scripture from Acts 20:32. Now I commit you to God and to the word of his grace, which can build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. Thank you so much for listening. I pray this has been an encouragement to you. Don't forget to leave a review on iTunes. Tell your friends about this podcast. And until next week, may you find joy in your journey and be your best friend. God bless you.